Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again. So tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his ladder, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us. Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Robux. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, June the 19th, 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, got another important topic for you today. We want to talk about the subject of spiritual power. With great power comes great responsibility. I think that was a line from a movie. I think it was a Spider-Man movie, if I remember. I don't know which one. But I remember hearing that in the movie and thought about that, how true that statement is. With great power comes great responsibility. One of the most profound things, my brothers and sisters, that we have to understand that spiritual power is different from earthly or worldly power. And I do apologize if the sound is a little off because of don't have my mic with me today. But again, as you know, the show must go on. But when we're talking about power, spiritual power is not like, is different from natural power. So when we're talking about spiritual power, myself included, didn't really understand the power of what we call common sense or common things. Now, what do I mean by common sense or common things? Well, spiritual power is what the scripture talks about when John 3:30, when we think about the gift of, or the spiritual gifts, one of the things that I do in my DIC report is I help people find their spiritual gifts. And the way that I do that is by aligning the spiritual gifts with their diakonia. Diakonia is a Greek word, again, that comes from didakulos, where we get the English word deacon. A deacon is someone in the church that serves. So diakonia is the thing that allows you to serve. That's your power. I'm not talking about the power of the flesh. We're talking about the power of the spirit today. We're talking about supernatural power that brings about supernatural results. John 3:30, Jesus said that he must increase, but we must decrease. Now, spiritual power is physical weakness. Let me say that again. Spiritual power is spiritual or physical weakness. One more time. Spiritual power is physical weakness. I remember in Judges chapter 7, remember the story of Gideon, when Gideon was getting an army of men, and Gideon thought, as I would think, that the more would be better. If you're going to fight someone, the more people you take to the fight, that gives you an advantage. So if I'm in a fight with you and I outnumber your, you know, there's 20 of me and my friends and there's only 10, so you outnumbered 2-1. So in the book of Judges, something powerful when we talk about spiritual power. Judges chapter 7, verse 2, the Lord said unto Gideon, you have too many men for me to deliver Midian into their hands, in order that Israel may not boast against me that their own strength have saved them. Let me say that again. Spiritual power, great spiritual power requires great spiritual responsibility. Let me say that again. Great spiritual power requires great spiritual responsibility. Now, I'm going to get into some practical applications, but I need to lay down a spiritual biblical text. So, Judges chapter 7, verse 2, God told Gideon, you got too much flesh. You got to decrease before I can increase. You see, humility is the way, as I've learned this past week. Humility increases your spirituality. Let me say that again. Humility increases your spirituality. Let me say that one more time. Humility increases more humility. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Humility is the ticket. And so when you get in your flesh, you get arrogant and you get cocky. Now, my goal is to try to be spiritually relevant. And so in order for me to be spiritually relevant, I got to put myself in a spiritual environment. So God told Gideon, you got too much men, too many flesh for me to do something. Because if I do something with all of that flesh, all that ego that you got, if I bring you out of this situation that you're in with all of your arrogance and all of your cockiness, you'll think you did it. So brothers and sisters, let me tell you today that the ticket to spiritual power is humility. It's very, very hard to ask someone, to go to someone, and you don't have nothing. And you know you don't have nothing to give them, and they helping you, and there's no benefit to them. They helping you because they love you. That's it. That's spiritual power. That changes lives. The fact that someone is willing to extend grace and mercy and to assist me or to assist anyone, you in your time of need, that's true spiritual power. Spiritual power is not in your strength. Spiritual power is when you don't have any strength. So how do we use that, though? How do we use that? In the book of Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, not by my might, nor by my power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So God is saying to you and to me today, great spiritual power requires great spiritual responsibilities. So my responsibility is to keep my flesh low, to so that my spirit can be high. My responsibility is to keep my ego low so my spirit can be high. My responsibility is to keep my anger low so my spiritual responsibilities can be high. My responsibility is to keep my love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control high so my spirituality can be high. My responsibility, my brothers, is to keep all of the stuff that feeds my flesh low so my spirituality can be high. John chapter 6, verse 63 says, John 6, 63 in the New International Version says, the spirit gives life, but the flesh counts for nothing. Let me say that again. I don't know if you guys got that. I know this is a tough pill for me to swallow. John 6, 63. John 6, 63. Now, I put a lot of emphasis in this flesh. You know, I work out, try to eat right, try to keep myself healthy and all of that good stuff. That's great, brothers and sisters, but we're talking about spiritual power today. We're not talking about worldly power, spiritual power, with great spiritual power, which is humility. You see, the problem of assuming that your natural abilities is spiritual abilities is the problem. Natural talent versus spiritual gifts. Most people assume because you got a natural talent that means you got a spiritual gift. And that is not correct. There are a lot of people that have a lot of natural talent, but they don't have no spiritual gifts. So spiritual gifts is discernment. Let me say that again. Spiritual gift, spiritual power, true spiritual power that requires great responsibility. Out of all of the spiritual gifts, there's one spiritual gift that puts you at risk of taking advantage of other people because of your ability to see through them. The Bible says in John 6:63, it is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. So the spirit gives you gifts. These are spiritual gifts. One of them, one of the most powerful one, the one that I am specifically talking about today, is discernment. Now, discernment is the heightened ability to read or to hear or to teach, or to detect, or to encounter a problem, a proposal, or a person. Remember those three P's: a problem, a proposal, or a person. A problem, a proposal, or a person. A problem, a proposal, or a person. Spiritual discernment gives you the ability to go through problems, proposals, and persons with great accuracy. Spiritual discernment, my brothers and sisters, is the source behind solving all problems, making great proposals, and either assisting or manipulating people. Spiritual discernment is a gift and a problem because it has the ability to be used in a very good way or in a very bad way. So with great spiritual discernment comes spiritual responsibility. Now, the word responsibility means to respond to the ability that is within you. So spiritual responsibility means that I must respond to spiritual discernment. So just because I can see through you don't mean that I need to manipulate you. Let me say that again. Great spiritual responsibility. On my Facebook page, I have a note about being an irresponsible creator. One of the biggest problems with myself that I've had and what I talk to a lot of people in my coaching and assisting other people is for them to understand that you are a creator and how you create. Now, brothers, sisters, this is very important. So I just created a negative situation. Every situation that you have in your life, you've created knowingly or unknowingly. Now, it is this art of creating that we have to examine because many of us have not been taught that we are co-creators with the creator. So every problem that I've had in my life, I created. Every problem that I've solved in my life, I responded to the ability that God placed in me to solve it. Notice, I didn't solve the problem. It was the God's ability Respondability. Responsibility means to respond to the ability. It doesn't mean, as we've just read in John 6:63, that spirit, your flesh doesn't profit nothing, not one iota. So spiritual power that I'm really focusing in today is spiritual discernment. Because unlike all of the other spiritual gifts, spiritual discernment is like walking around with x-ray vision. You can see through people. Spiritual discernment is like mental telepathy. It allows you to communicate with people telepathically. Spiritual discernment is such a dangerous gift because now you discern things before they happen. So spiritual power requires responsibility. Now, this responsibility means that I have to respond to the ability that God gave me and that he gave you. Now, brothers and sisters, what does that mean? Well, first of all, let's go back to this thing that we call creating. So we create when we think. Every thought is what is called a thought form. One word can change your life. That one word is because. The word because changes mass or matter. Let me say that again. The word because changes mass or matter. When somebody asks you, you say, I believe because. You say, I love you because. I'm going to work because. I'm not going to work because. That word because is the most dangerous word in the English language. The word because means that you are going to be the cause of what you just said. Now, brothers and sisters, let me make sure that I break down how the enemy works. Because many of you, like me, have created situations that you are in right now and you don't know how you got there. Let me tell you how you got there. You see, you must be the solution or the problem. Let me say it again. You must be the solution or the problem. Let me say that again. You are being, right now, the solution, or you are being the problem, right now. Right now, you are being, you are existing. The word, again, Haya, which is the true name of the creator, H-A-Y-A, Haya. Haya means being. So Yahuwah means Haya, which means being or existing. So we create the way Haya creates. We create the way Yahuwah creates. Why did he create? Remember in the beginning, he said, let there be. So let me ask you a question, my brothers and sisters. What do you be? Leave. See, what do you be? Being means mental disposition. You are being right now the solution because your emotions follow your being state. Your being state is how you create. You don't create by intention. You don't create by what you write. You don't create by what you see. You don't create by what you hear. You create by maintaining a being disposition. Now, all those other things create the being disposition. What you see, what you hear, what you taste, what you touch, what you smell, those create a mental disposition, a mindset. One word, because. Be the cause. Matter is called programmable matter. That's what you are. You are programmable mass or matter. So the statement, I believe I can have this, is made stronger when because is added to it. The word because means to be the cause of it. The word because means to be the cause of it. The word because means to be the cause of it. We all know that faith is the substance or the cause of things hoped for, and faith is the evidence or the cause of things seen. Be the cause of it. That's how you create. Right now, you are the cause of every problem in your life, or you are the cause of every solution. How? By your thinking. So if you think bad things are going to happen, you are being the cause of bad things happening. But if you think good things are happening, you are going to be the cause of good things happening. You see, my brothers and sisters, from our limited point of view, we don't understand that matter and energy on a metaphysical level is a vibrational, it is a vibrational level or vibrational creation. In other words, vibrations, harmonics, this creates mass or matter. The vibrational pattern is the energy pattern or the entity pattern that composes mass or matter. That is why this is so important. So let me say, I have discernment. I sense you are afraid of me, so I maintain my dominant position over you because now I am being the thing that you fear because I sense your fear. And so that's what dogs do. Dogs chase people who are afraid of them because they sense, and that sense, that discernment empowers them. Your fear empowers your foe. Let me say that again. Your fear empowers your foe. One more time. Your fear. That's why you can't have fear. Why? The Bible says that God has not given us a spirit of fear. So fear empowers the enemy. So I got to take responsibility because, see, whatever you fear about, you bring about. So I was in a situation. I knew that that was fear. So I built my spiritual gift around that fear to manipulate and control other people's situations. Now, my brothers and my sisters, talents, as I mentioned earlier, and gifts, and that's another study, are not the same thing. We got to make sure you understand that. Your talent and your gifts is not the same thing. You see, for we walk by faith, not by sight. The scripture tells us that we walk by faith, not by sight. The scripture also says that whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the gain or for the sake of Christ. Philippians 3:7. So everything that we consider profitable, we now consider it loss for the gain of spiritual power. Spiritual power simply is under open understanding that your discernment gives you the ability to maintain a mental disposition that allows your sensory organs to basically detect what is called sensory deprivation. Fear is sensory deprivation. It's a lack of attention. Poverty is the absence of something needed, a.k.a. also known as lack of attention. Let me say that again. Poverty does not exist. Darkness does not exist. Potholes does not exist. Pothole is the absence of dirt. Darkness is the absence of light. Poverty is the absence of riches, knowledge. Your problem that you have today exists because of the absence of the solution. Be the solution, not the cause of the problem. Be the solution, not the problem. What does that mean? That means sensory deprivation. Stop depriving your situation of its solution. What does that mean? Something happens to you, you respond. How do you respond? Negatively. You are depriving. It is ignorance. My brothers and my sisters, the Bible says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, lack of gnosis. The problem with the current, my current problem, was knowledge puffs up. Where there is an increase of knowledge, there's an increase of sorrow. So we have to understand that discernment is not knowledge-based. Let me say it again. Discernment is not knowledge-based. Let me say that one more time. True spiritual power is not knowledge-based. If we can understand that discernment as a ministry is not based upon knowledge but upon understanding, discernment, my brothers and sisters, is something that is downloaded into you that allows you to see the domain of the heart, the domain of the spirit, and not so much of the mind. Let me say that again. Discernment, the discerning of spirits, not the discernment of knowledge or the discernment of facts. Spirits must be spiritually discerned, or spiritual things must be spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For the one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to the other the discerning of spirits. This ability to discern spirits is my greatest asset. It's also my greatest liability. Because if I don't take responsibility for the thing that I discern, and if I use knowledge, then I find myself in a position where I'm using my ability to discern against the individual. What does that mean? That means that I'm taking what God meant for good, and I'm using it for flesh, for evil, because I want advantage. See, I can discern things, but I have a very low knowledge of biblical teachings. What does that mean? Discernment is like a hunch. Biblical teaching is the information that goes along to verify that hunch. Now, I have a lot of biblical teaching, more than most. But there's still a lot more to go. So my knowledge causes an inflated ego, because my knowledge is not peppered. It's not aligned with discernment. Discernment is only used for spiritual things. Knowledge is used for worldly advantage. So when we look at the major categories of spiritual things, we have to realize that God is spirit. The enemy is spirit. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Our world, if you kind of look at it, is spirit. That's what John 3:15 says. Our flesh is spirit. If we look at and understand what discernment does, discernment can tell the difference between flesh and spirit in all things. That's what discernment is. That's a gift, very powerful gift. But that gift comes with great responsibility. So that responsibility means that you must take this gift and you must not use this gift for the promotion of your dream. See, that's what I did. I use my gift to discern that people everywhere I go, you could be in New York, I could be in L.A., and I can sense your need. And I can pick up the phone and I can call you and say, brother, man, you know what? I just want to tell you, man, God is on you. This is what I do every day. God is for you. I don't care what the enemy, I don't care what you're going through. And people say, man, Doc, brother Will, I don't know, man, how do you know, man? What you just said, I just need to hear. I hear this all the time. I do a show. People say, how do you get my shows? I get my shows from the Spirit. God tells me what to say. I get on this line and I say it. People call me, they email me, man, Doc, what you said in your show was right on point. That was exactly what I needed to hear. Now, two things happen. One, my ego gets inflated. Or the thing that should be happening is my humility should be elevated. Because how do I know what to say to people? How do I know what to say right now during this show? It comes from the spirit realm. It comes from God. What did I do? What research did I do today? I got up this morning. I had this downloaded in my spirit. This word came into my mind last night when I was sleeping. Great power. With great power comes great responsibility. So 5 minutes before the show, I logged in and I'm doing the show. So everything I'm saying is straight off the top of the dome. So how can I take credit? The Bible says, why worry about what you shall eat or what you shall drink? God says, take no thought of what you shall say. The Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you in all truth. That's spiritual power. That's spiritual discernment. So for me to say, oh, brother, thank you, man. You know, I appreciate that. That is taking God's glory. God said that he would not share his glory with any man. So with great, now this is important, brothers and sisters, as we come to a close today. Spiritual power requires spiritual responsibility. Great spiritual power requires great spiritual responsibility. What does the word responsibility mean? It means respond to the ability. Okay? What ability? The spiritual gift. What gift? Discernment. How did I get it? What did I do? What college did I go to? What class did I take? What sacrifice did I make for my spiritual gifts? None. So how can I take credit for God's power? I can't. How can I abuse other people with God's power? I shouldn't. So I know that if I detect and discern someone has a problem in a certain area, and I neglect to prevent that individual from going into that area, or I encourage them to go into that area that I know that they've not been called and gifted to do, I am not operating in my spiritual gift. I am not taking responsibility for my spiritual gift. And that is why this is so dangerous, and that's why this is so important. So my brothers and my sisters, I need to make sure that everyone listening to me today, Colossians 1:16, as we close, for by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions, whether rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things are held together. He is also the head of the body, the church. He is also the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. My brothers and my sisters, be the cause of the solution that you wish. Be the cause. Maintain the mental disposition that says, I am operating in the solution, not the problem. Don't think about your problems. Think about your solutions. Carry yourself as if the problem is already solved. Do the things that is required to solve the problems. Just don't think about them. Actually do them. Spiritual power is actually taking accountability and responsibility for your spiritual life. Great power, great creating is not just theory. It's also application. It's taking what you know and applying it. Satan's reality or God's mentality. You are going to manifest either one. You will manifest Satan's reality or God's mentality. Your words create your world. This is the biological and metaphysical power of language or linguistics. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge means lack of thinking, lack of perception, lack of consciousness, lack of discernment. Thinking is the process of creating. The creation of thought is how we create. When we think, stuff happens. So I created a lot of stuff because I do a lot of thinking. It is the ignorance of this spiritual law that leads to destruction and confusion. Even the word confusion itself is the word con and the word fusion. So the word con means to swindle or control. And the word fusion is a nuclear energy term. Confusion is the combining of nuclear or nuclei. Your nucleus. It is the combining of nucleus, fusion bonding, the mixing of nucleus or nuclei. Irresponsible thinking leads to irresponsible feeling. Irresponsible feelings leads to irresponsible emotions. Irresponsible emotions leads to irresponsible actions. Irresponsible actions leads to irresponsible results. My brothers and my sisters, spiritual power, with great spiritual power comes great spiritual responsibility. The way that you take responsibility is to acknowledge that your gift, that your ability does not come from you. It comes from God. Maintain humility. Maintain meekness. Maintain a lowliness. That humility will prevent you from isolating and vibrating in a mindset that elevates you above others. It is when we take this gift and we try to act like this gift is our gift. You have received this gift as a loan, this discernment and all the spiritual gifts. This is what spiritual power is. Spiritual power is your spiritual gifts. These spiritual gifts requires you to be accountable and responsible. This means that you respond to the ability that God gave you. You take this gift and you use it to build up the kingdom of God. You do not use it to build up yourself and to promote your own dream. My brothers and my sisters, again, make sure that you overstand with great spiritual power. It requires great spiritual accountability and responsibility. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, As always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Produced by Cornbit.
Jehovah, let me mix it in your soul.